Good evening and welcome out to Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre for our monthly Cardinal Conversation on Kickin' Country J98 The Boot. It is our monthly show where we talk Mineral Area College sports, and I am Glenn Johnson alongside Chad Mills, Mineral Area College Athletic Director. Chad, good to see you again, and happy Wednesday to you, sir.
Glenn, great to see you.
We haven't talked on this show yet about the big news that came out this month that you will no longer be with Mineral Area College after this school year. Obviously, we broke the story. We had it on sports and all that, but we haven't talked on this show about it. We're going to miss you. You're going to North County High School next year to be the Activities Athletic Director.
Well, I'll miss you too, Glenn, but I'm not going anywhere until July 1st. So you're stuck with me until the end of June on all this stuff. So, first and foremost, I appreciate everything that Mineral Area College has meant to me and my family, and it's just a special group, great people over there, and I'll miss them a lot.
We'll miss doing these shows with you. This was actually your idea to bring something like this back, teaming up with our radio station to do a once-a-month program out of local business. I know Brandon Hubbard appreciates it, and, it's your idea.
Well, you all have been gracious enough to want to do this for us as well, and it's just a really good thing. It's been a good thing. It's good for our coaches, and it's good for our student-athletes, and it's a positive situation. And so I really appreciate you all reaching out and hooking us up with this thing. And I really appreciate Brandon Hubbard and Scotty Hubbard, and like you said, and those folks for allowing us to have it here. And this has been incredible. And my suggestion is going to always be, even after I scoot out of here in late June, early July, that the relationship with MAC Athletics and J98 and the Cardinal Conversation out here at Hubs Pub continues.
North County is certainly going to be happy to have you, and again, that'll take effect July 1st, but I know you're excited to move on to elite high school program in our area as well.
Well, I am excited, and those really good folks at North County and great administration, school board, and I'm excited to get to work for them, and I've gotten to know Ryan Kasten pretty well here, over the last couple weeks, and he's really helping me out a lot with some thought process on moving forward. But it's an exciting opportunity, and again, I appreciate the North County folks for having me on.
Tonight we're going to be talking about the Mineral Area College softball team. We have Coach Gimmer here tonight and a few of his softball players, so we'll get to them as the segments roll along. Also, we wanted to talk about a big trivia night that's coming that's being put on by the Mineral Area College Athletic Department, and that's coming up next month.
Yeah, so April 15th, Friday, April 15th, we're having our MAC Athletic Department Sports Trivia Night, and that'll be at Eagle Lake. And starts at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6, and folks can call me or email me, and I'll get them all the information. We need to get as many teams as we can in this thing, and all proceeds go to our athletic department and helping out and all we're trying to get done over there.
How many people per team, and how much does it cost to enter a team?
Yeah, so max of 8 people per team, $20 a person, $160 per team. They can call me at my office at 573-518-2134, 573-518-2134. They can email me at cmills@mineralarea.edu. Like I said, we're trying to get a lot of things done, and we're real proud of things that we're getting done. But our coaches could use all the help they could get, and so we appreciate teams. It'll be a fun night. We'll have a silent auction and all kinds of stuff. So pizza, we'll provide pizza.
What if you're like me and you don't have 7 friends? Can you have less than 8 people on a team, and what's the minimum?
If you want to bring Team Glenn over with no buddies, Team Glenn, we'll take $20 and you can compete.
Yeah, I'll compete real well by myself, I'm sure. The Mineral Area College softball team is 13-12 right now, just jumped back above 500, kind of up and down to start their season, but they always start their season with a very tough schedule too, and inside Region 16 so far, which is what really matters. They've done very well at 3-1. So a pretty good start for the MAC Lady Cardinals here.
Yeah, a really good start. Spring sports are at such a disadvantage, because we're going down, we're playing all these teams down south. And so typically we do start out a little slow, but Coach Gimmer, of course, beat Cotty doubleheader and then split with East Central this last weekend. And East Central is going to be a really good competition for us at the region tournament. They have been here
lately.
Typically
are, yeah.
You know, they've had a nice run. But I got to think, and of course, you know, St. Louis Community College will be there too, but I got to think that Coach Gimmer is excited. He and his coaches are excited about the possibilities and potential that this team has. And I feel like that Coach Gimmer would probably tell you that he feels like there's a good chance we can win the region.
As of late, split with East Central, like Chad said, 11-3 losing and winning 5-4. Lost to Clark University 9-8, but beat Lindenwood Belleville 8-6. Swept Cotty 16-3 and 9-1. And split with Three Rivers, a Division I JUCO softball team, beating them 5-1 and losing 8-2. And then swept Moraine Valley as well. That's dating back to March 15th. Kind of get you caught up on what's happening as of late with the MAC softball team. MAC baseball team was riding a 7-game winning streak going into their weekend series against Kansas City over the weekend. In Kansas City against Maplewoods, and a very good Maplewoods team took 3 out of 4. So the Cardinals dropped back below 500 at 12-13, but it does seem like they've picked it up now and they've got it going.
Yeah, we're gaining a little steam, and I know Coach Jones and Coach Overman were excited about headed to Maplewoods last weekend, and real disappointed. I think the Coach Overman was really disappointed that that we didn't fare a little better out there. I kind of think they thought we would, but that's okay. You know, that's Region 16 baseball, and that's just how it is. And we went on the road and won 1 out of 4. But you know what you got to do? You got to dust off your pants and tie up your shoes and get ready again, because here we go. I mean, Three Rivers for a 4-game set this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be big. And actually, we should probably pass along the news if people haven't heard yet. It was originally scheduled to be Thursday, Saturday, 2 games at home on Thursday against Three Rivers, 2 games on the road Saturday. That's been flip-flopped. Now it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and the road games will be Friday. The home games will be Saturday, correct?
Yes, Friday. Mother Nature had everything to do with that. We're supposed to get a lot of rain, I guess, late tonight and early morning. And so we've moved that to Friday at Three Rivers. And then Saturday it'll be at Hal Lowry Field on campus here at MAC.
And we'll carry the first game of that Three Rivers doubleheader on Saturday on AM 800. I unfortunately had a prior commitment. I will not be there, but our new guy, Sean Malone, will be there, and he will have the call 12:50 pregame show on AM 800 KREI. I don't know if you saw the other day, I retweeted it, but Hunter Leeper, former MAC Cardinal, Region 16 player, all-Region 16 player, was OVC Player of the Week in the Ohio Valley Conference for Southeast Missouri State.
I didn't see that. I did see where he had a couple games and a couple big home runs and had a big week, but I didn't realize he was Ohio Valley Player of the Week. That is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And Blake Jones does a good job of keeping up with former players that are playing elsewhere right now, so he does a good job informing me about that kind of thing. I thought that was pretty cool. Hunter Leeper was one of my favorite all-time MAC Cardinals, really.
You know, that guy was gritty, is gritty. That whole team was. That team was tough, and he was the leader of that situation. What a great player. What a great player for us, and he's having a great career at SEMO.
Another spring sport that's going on right now, it's golf, and the golf season has started. MAC finished 6th place in the Ron Marshall Tournament. I understand day 2 was kind of a rough day for them.
Yeah, had a nice opening day and a real good third day. Day 2 was a little bit of a struggle for the Cardinals, and so they finished 6th place out of 9 teams, I believe. But there was a whole lot of good teams down there, and so it's a great tournament for us to play early. And I know Coach Huff is really excited about his group as well.
Looks like that was a 3-day tournament. It was down at Swan Lake Golf Club in Scottsboro, Alabama. Ryan West with a 75, 87, 78. Scott McCandless, who we're really excited about coming back for another year, shot a 78, 76, 75. Those are pretty good scores.
Good right numbers. Yeah. That's good numbers.
Tyler Fieser from Cuba, 79, 83, 76. Aaron Beck, 81, 86, 80. And that was a pretty good run for those top 4 Mineral Area College golfers. Spring break just got done with you. You're back to work this week. How was your spring break?
You know, it was interesting. I had a good spring break, and then last week, this is very MAC-related, but last week took the family up, and we went to Milwaukee and visited Sonny Parker up there and had lunch with Sonny and
That's
his
awesome.
Wife, and then went to the Bucks-Grizzlies game in Milwaukee on Thursday last week, and it was awesome. The kids got to meet Jabari and got to get out on the floor and get their pictures taken, and it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
That is really cool. For those who don't know, Jabari Parker is Sonny Parker's son. And Sonny is a former Mineral Area College All-American who went on to Texas A&M and then went to the NBA and played for Golden State.
So. Yeah, it was a great trip, and always good to see Sonny, and he's still very excited about Mineral Area College athletics, and so we had a great time with him.
He was down in December to be inducted into the Mineral Area College Rotary Club Hall of Fame. Is that where you kind of started building your relationship with him, or did you know him pretty well before that?
No, it really took off then. I had met him a couple times. But then the relationship really took off from there. And Sonny's just a fabulous person. His wife Lola is awesome as well. And they were so great with the family and had us in their home and had lunch. And then, of course, Jabari's a first-class young man, and he was really good with the kids as well.
That was a great night back in December when he was inducted, because remember the same night Jabari and the Bucks were playing against Golden State and gave Golden State their first loss of their historic season, and Jabari dropped 19 that night, the same day his dad goes into the Mac Hall of Fame.
Yeah, unbelievable. That was a great night.
We're going to turn it over to softball when we come back, unless there's anything else you want to add this segment, Chad.
You know, again, just want to echo my thoughts of how wonderful Brandon and Scotty Hubbard are and this establishment, and the great service, great food, and I'm going to jump in the middle of it as our listening audience meets our softball team.
Mineral Area College softball, the topic of discussion tonight during the Cardinal Conversation for the month of March from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. We're back in 2 minutes with that softball team on J98 The Boot.
If you've been in a recent accident or experienced storm damage to your vehicle, the last thing you want to hear is that it's months or even a year to complete your repair. Hi, this is Joe Clemens at St. Paul GM Country. Our state-of-the-art body shop will get you in immediately with no waiting, and all the repairs come with a limited lifetime warranty. Don't wait another day. Call St. Paul Auto Body now at the Herculaneum exit or log on to stpaul.com to make an appointment. And be sure and read our great auto body customer reviews at St. Paul GM Country. Family-owned, customer-friendly. Everyone leaves happy, and you will too.
Jason, I say we take on March like a lion and be fierce with our pricing on mowers. Not like a lamb in the competition.
Dirt diva. I mean, queen of the green. For once, I think we finally agree.
Think about it, Jason. Our Hustler mowers can out-mow, out-cut, out-perform, outlast, and just flat out outdo all other brands out there.
And don't forget, the pricing I have in mind is fierce. March is going to roar like a lion here at Fleegs Equipment.
Are you sure, Mooremouse? You're looking a little sheepish today.
Well, sure. I've got the eye of the tiger, and you're gonna hear me roar.
What, like Katy Perry? Fleegs Equipment. We've got fierce pricing on mowers all the month of March. Don't be sheepish. Just call Mower Mouse.
Man, Mower Man.
Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, 24/7 at
Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
And we are back on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot, for the Cardinal Conversation. Mineral Area College softball team is with us here tonight, and Dave Gimmer has joined us now. He's the head coach of the softball team. Coach, thanks for coming out, and welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having us.
Who do you have with us here tonight?
We got Shayla Jansen and Alex Adams.
Okay, Shayla, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for coming. I believe Shayla's a pitcher, correct?
Yep.
And I think she's your ace. I was looking at the numbers. She looks pretty good.
She is our number one.
And who was the other one you said?
Alex Adams, first baseman.
Alex Adams. And first, I guess we'll start with Shayla. How have you enjoyed your time at Mineral Area College?
I've loved it. It was a good experience. I never thought that I would like it as much, but I love Gimmer, so it's been great.
You're like the first person I've ever heard say that. No, I'm just kidding. Tell me about, you know, her game a little bit. You know, I looked at the numbers, and we'll give you the numbers here in just a little bit, but she looks like she's been a pretty good addition.
Yeah, she's been our ace, as you said, for the season. Last year as a freshman, you know, I think she was on and off a little bit. This year, she's been on 95% of the time. Had a little rough one yesterday, but, you know, I think anytime Shayla starts a game, we feel like we have a really good chance to win.
Shayla is 10-4, 12 complete games, a 3.23 ERA so far, 43 strikeouts and 22 walks, according to the latest NJCAA stats that I just printed off before we came out here to the show. What went wrong, though, in yesterday's game, Shayla?
I don't know. They were just really good hitters. They were just hitting everything that I had, so it was just hard.
What's the toughest lineup you faced so far?
Probably be this team, really? That team that I faced. Yeah, they hit
and
pretty
that,
good.
That would have been
or Jeffco. Jeffco, they hit bombs off me. Yeah. So
Well, Jeffco stacked.
Yeah.
They're coming off that
national
tournament appearance. But that was East Central, I guess, in your last game, region game. So you split with them. Region 16 consists of you guys, Cotty, East Central, and St. Louis Community College. So those Region 16 matchups, obviously very important.
Yep.
Let's talk to Alex Adams. You came to us from Mountain Grove High School. You're a sophomore. Is this your second year with MAC or first year with MAC?
It's my second year.
Okay. How have you enjoyed your time here?
I mean, I love it. I love my team. I love the coaches. The school is fine. But, I mean, the softball part of it, I love everything about it.
Sounds like you love your teammates as well?
Of course.
Yeah?
Love them.
Everybody getting along good?
Yes.
All the time.
Good chemistry.
Great chemistry.
How's your season going so far?
It's fine, I mean, here and there with my hitting, but, being one of the defensive leaders, I mean, our defense has been unreal this year. I mean, of course, we've had games where it hasn't been the best, but, our defense wins us games, and being, one of the leaders on the defense is so important to me.
Is that the strength of your game, is your defense?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay. Offensively, though, numbers look pretty good. 361 batting average, 9 RBIs, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Looks like 3 doubles on the season. But what are you trying to work on? What are you trying to get better at here?
Definitely just being consistent on offense because, my defense, I mean, I have all the confidence in myself that every single day I'm going to go out and play my best defensive game for my team, but my offense has to be better. It has to be more consistent. Hitting 361, yeah, but I don't have as many play experiences as everyone else because, there's been games where I haven't hit.
Gotcha.
Or this or that, so that's what I need to work on.
Well, Shayla, we talk about, the strength of the team being on the defensive side. That's good news for you as a pitcher. You got players behind you that can, bail you out if need be. Have you been pretty happy with it?
Yes, I have. I really have. As Alex said, hitting can be better, but defensively we have really good chemistry, and I love it defensively.
Tell me a little bit about Alex Adams, Coach.
Well, she pretty much hit the nail on the head, I think. Well, and she's from Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Did I say Mountain Grove?
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
So make sure we – Mountain Home, Arkansas. Alex has been probably the most knowledgeable and vocal player we have on defense that helps keep everybody in the right positions. And, if I yell something from the dugout, I always expect the players to say the same thing to the others because, some of those windy days, voice just doesn't travel as well. So she is one of our leaders on defense, but both vocally and physical.
No, go ahead.
And her hitting is... And she's finally started hitting a little bit here lately. And, if she comes around, just like a lot of it, just our consistency at the plate has not been there. And she's one that has to show a little more consistency.
At 13 and 12, where do you feel like your team is at and where do they need to kind of grow from here?
Well, it's pretty much that record is pretty accurate of the way we've played. I said Shayla, when she pitches, I think our team feels like we have a very good chance to win. Aubrianna Jones threw a great game yesterday after the first game and I don't think East Central, I'm not sure that they have that good a hitting lineup, but I'd refer to them as pesky hitters that seem like we get 2 strikes on them a lot, and they just put the bat on the ball and it seemed to fall just every time, or it was in the hole. Second game when Aubrianna pitched, those balls that hit infield gaps, they were hit at infielders, and we got outs, we turned double plays, and had 2 big double plays yesterday when Jones pitched. So it's just a matter of maybe a little location. We'd thrown Shayla 3 days in a row, and Monday was a pretty stressful game.
Yes.
It was a fun game to be awesome. Involved with. And, of course, yesterday I couldn't wait for that first game to get over. It just seemed like everything was going wrong, and it didn't matter what happened. We were not going to do much of anything, and they were – wherever they hit the ball, it was going to be a base hit. So it's kind of like – Okay, let's get this game over with so we can start the second one.
As tough as that is for a coach, how tough is that for a pitcher, and frustrating for a pitcher considering, you know, you were probably executing a lot of those pitches, but they were finding little holes and those pesky little pop flies dropped down. And, you know, how hard is that to kind of shake off?
It's hard and really frustrating and stressful, but you just got to keep going, you know. And I wanted to give up a little bit, but I just had to keep going, you know, because, I mean, as much as I hated it, you just got to keep going, you know.
Has she been pretty good about doing that, kind of putting that behind her?
Well, she hasn't had to deal with that too much this year.
So that's a good thing, right?
I think, you know, I'd say this is probably two games where it's been kind of like this, you know. So she really hasn't had to deal with it very much. So it's, you know, you just got to go out there. It's just like everything else, you know. When things aren't going your way, you know what, just keep doing what you can and try to make the best pitch your next pitch. So
past couple years, it's been coming down to you and East Central for that Region 16 championship. Winner moves on, loser's done there at the end of the year, and they've been getting the better of you over the past couple of seasons. Is it looking like it's going to be East Central as the team to beat in the region again this year, or St. Louis Cotty stepped up their game?
Cotty is, we beat them twice on Sunday, and East Central beat St. Louis twice on Monday, and I think it's 7-4 and 25-something. So it doesn't appear that, I mean, St. Louis, they might give you one good game, but I don't think they're ever going to beat anybody twice. So, you know, it's, I pretty much think it's going to come down to East Central and us again.
Well, it looks like you play them again at home on April the 12th, East Central I'm talking about. So those will be two pretty big games when that comes around.
Those will be the two, well, I'm sure those will be the two games that will determine the number one seed. And, of course, in years past, it was kind of like, well, you want to be number one seed and play Cotty so you could throw a number two pitcher against Cotty and then come back with your number one. But, you know, I guess St. Louis could still give you a run for their money if they throw their number one. So, you know, you probably still want to be the number one seed so you can get by with the number two against Cotty.
Where is the region tournament this year?
I believe it's at East Central.
At East Central. And, you know, the seeding obviously is important, but then you almost have to throw it out the window when you get to the Region 16 tournament, because I believe you were the one seed last year and unable to kind of clinch and move on.
Right. With Shayla and T last year, you know, it's kind of like a 1-1A that, it didn't matter which one we pitched. They gave us good games usually. This year, I think it's the number one seed is going to be pretty important for both of us, because I think there's a definite difference between number one and number two. And so you really want to be able to play Cotty that first game.
Alex, you're a sophomore, so do you plan to play softball elsewhere after Mineral Area College?
It depends. You know, if I get a good scholarship somewhere, I would love to. If not, then that's okay. My schooling is definitely most important. But at this time, I'm definitely hoping so. I'm not 100% sure as to where. I know Harris Stowe is in the running. But it really just depends on kind of how the rest of the season goes also.
But you'd definitely be open to it if the chance comes. So.
For sure, for sure.
What are you studying in that?
I'll be getting my degree in political science and then going to law school eventually, hopefully.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Same question to you, Shayla. Are you planning on pitching elsewhere?
Yes, I do want to. I love softball, and I want to continue. And I've been looking at other places. I'm still making a decision for next year. And I'm studying elementary education right now. So that's what I want to go into.
Okay, what are your goals for the season?
Win region.
Yeah.
We're going to.
Yeah.
I mean, I have so much confidence in our team, especially you know, in Shayla, or, I mean, even Anna, too, our other pitchers. You know, I mean, they've both been stepping up. Just, I mean, if we play how we can, it's ours.
Yeah, we have so much potential this year, and I feel like we can come on top. We just stay focused and everything.
Any team you're particularly looking forward to playing?
ECC again. Can't wait.
Again,
You know, we split with them, and we shouldn't have lost. You know, I mean, Shayla won't lose again to them, and I know that. And, you know, I can't wait to play them again. I wish we could play them again tomorrow.
Same.
I like the confidence of these two young ladies.
Well, yep, they have a lot of confidence.
That's not an issue, huh?
It's just a matter of putting the bat on the ball again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
our biggest.
That's what happened last year.
It's all hitting.
You can go think we were 10-2 in the region last year and 1-2 in the region tournament. Yeah. So it's and we just, you know, when the bats don't come through, then it makes it difficult to win.
Yeah, there's hitting and then there's timely hitting.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Got to drive them in. 322 batting average on the season so far, and that's a number you probably want to get up.
I think it would be
team average I'm talking about.
That's probably a pretty good team average, although we probably ought to be a little bit better. But, you know, it's just going to be, we were talking some today, that too many swing and misses. And I think when you look at between us and East Central that first game yesterday, it was just the number of swing and misses that we had. And they might have some swing and misses early in the count, but somehow they put the bat on the ball. So, you know, we put the bat on the ball a little bit better than that average would go up.
We're going to start cycling some more softball players through here. But, ladies, anything else you want to add before we say goodnight to you?
No, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
And, Coach Gimmer, if you want to stay along with us, we'll bring on probably two more softball players on our next segment.
All righty.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back in 2 minutes, two more Mineral Area College softball players will throw on some headsets. This is the Cardinal Conversation from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot.
Weather brought to you by Craig's Roofing in Farmington with 28 years' experience. Craig's Roofing, the professionals you need for your roofing project.
Have you looked at your roof lately? Do you notice missing shingles, dark spots, moss growing on your roof, or cracked and curling shingles? Do you have water spots in the attic or on your ceiling? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you need to contact Craig Huffman, owner of Craig's Roofing in Farmington, today. Set up an appointment to have your roof inspected. Craig has 28 years of experience and offers a 10-year warranty on all workmanship and personally installs each roof. Go to craigsroofing.net right now to set up an appointment.
This hour on J98 brought to you by Midwest RV. Stop by during anniversary open house at Midwest RV Center at the Merrimack Bottom Road exit off of I-55, March 31st through April 2nd.
Located here in Barnhart is a beautiful home, 8580 Patterson Road. It's in the Dunklin School District, and it's all been totally remodeled on the inside. This beautiful home has a new kitchen with granite countertops. There's three bedrooms on the upper level. The lower level is fully finished. This home sits on over 3.7 acres of perfectly level acreage, along with a three-car oversized attached garage, as well as a detached three-car wide and two-car deep tandem garage. On this property, you can park up to 9 cars under roof, so it's a great home for the car enthusiast or a hobbyer. If you want to see this home, just give me a call on my cell at 314-650-3003 or call me at 636-931-7653.
RE/MAX Best Choice. Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
Well, Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre is rocking tonight. We want you to come on out and join us for the Cardinal Conversation tonight. Get something to eat because they have absolutely awesome food here at Hubs Pub. Mineral Area College softball coach Dave Gimmer is our guest, and we welcome in two more softball players, Courtney Ralston, sophomore third baseman from Poplar Bluff, and also Morgan Reynolds, sophomore second baseman from Hillsboro. At least that's what the roster says. Second base, third base, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Coach Gimmer, tell me a little bit about Courtney Ralston. We interviewed her last year on this show. I remember that.
Well, I guess you could always go with consistency in hitting. We can go right up and down the lineup, just say consistency in hitting. Courtney's had a very good year hitting for us so far, and probably the quickest feet of anybody that I've ever seen at third base. And, I mean, the quickest feet I've ever coached, and male or female. And
wow.
I mean, I get more and more coaches that – but. Dyersburg. She was in the news. A picture of her was in the newspaper in Dyersburg. And why? I don't know. But I said, well, were they showing that you were trying to tag somebody out or something? No, it's just her. Yeah, the coach down there liked her. We had a coach the other day that said something about that. Oh, I really like your third baseman. And, you know, it's just some of the quickest feet that that I've seen.
How did you hear about that? That your picture was in the newspaper. Did you happen to see a copy of it when you were over there? Did somebody get a hold of it?
There's an article on Facebook.
Okay, social media is awesome these days. But one of the quickest footed third baseman that Coach Gimmer has ever coached. You know, he's been around a long time. He's coached some pretty good players. Yeah. That must make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, that's a pretty big
compliment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a compliment?
Yeah, it's a compliment.
I assumed it was
coming
a compliment.
Coming from Coach Gimmer, that's a big compliment.
Very.
They don't happen often.
Very good point. Very good point. So, and then on to Morgan Reynolds from right up the road in Hillsboro. You got Courtney from right down the road in Papa Bluff, and Morgan from right up the road in Hillsboro. Tell me about your second baseman, sophomore.
Let's just skip hitting and go right to fielding. No.
Yeah, please.
No, Morgan hit a big – she had a three-run homer yesterday in the second game, which gave us a lead. So that was a big hit for us. We're hoping for her to come around with her hitting a little more. And, you know, Morgan's probably – one of the surest-handed infielders that we have.
Yes.
So, you know, if the ball's hit to her, she's going to make the play. So, you know, that's what I would say her biggest the best compliment I can give to Morgan is her sure-handedness.
Two compliments in one interview. We're doing good. Courtney, there were some great Ralston basketball players that played for Three Rivers and for Mineral Area College.
Yes.
Relation?
Yes, my brother.
I thought so. So you're related to Jay?
Yes.
An All-American for Mineral Area College, one of the best basketball players to ever come through. So athleticism must run in the family. Let's talk about your stats a little bit. Your 345 batting average, 8 RBIs, 1 home run, and 4 doubles. You don't strike me as a home run hitter, but you got a hold of one this year, huh?
Yeah. Popped over the fence.
How many home runs do you typically hit in a season?
I hit 2 last year,
okay.
And I hit 1 in the fall.
So you're halfway there.
Yeah.
But are you pretty happy with your numbers so far? Like I said, 345, 4 doubles, a home run, and RBI total at 8 right now.
Yeah, it can definitely get better. I was hitting better until these last few games, but if I keep working, I think I'll get back to where I was.
And, Morgan, we talked about how your offense, you know, you want it to get a little bit better, but maybe are you starting to heat up now as the season has gone along? You're 25 games into it.
I definitely feel like I'm getting a lot better at seeing the ball. I think I was just kind of in a slump there for a little bit. I definitely think I did a lot better last year at seeing the ball and hitting the ball. But I definitely am hoping that I'm starting to come back around.
So. Are you confident that it will? Like, have you ever really struggled hitting at any level before?
Last year, during the spring season, I kind of struggled there for a little bit, too. I don't know. I go through these phases where I'm in a slump, and then I come out of it. So.
What's great, though, about that is that, okay, maybe you're struggling at the plate, but you're making up for it on the defensive side. Coach Gimmer, that was the first
right.
thing he mentioned about you, that, you know, you can still control how you play defensively, and you've been able to do that.
Right.
Is it difficult to not let your offense carry over when you go out onto the field, or are you pretty good at separating the two?
I'm pretty good at separating the two. I know if I am having a bad game on offense, then I need to come in really clutch on defense. So,
how much more comfortable do you girls feel in year number 2 of playing college softball?
A lot more. I have a lot more confidence this year than last year.
Right.
Is it just because you've been there, done that, the experience carries over?
I think that, and also we're all really comfortable with each other now on the field. So we kind of know each other's expectations on the field and know what we can get and what we can't. We know how to work with each other. So I think it's a lot more comfortable this year.
Plus, some people, this is their last year for softball. So you have to do your best and give it all because it could be your last season playing.
I asked the last group of girls what their goals were for this season. So, Courtney, what's your goal for this year?
I'd like to win regions. Mm-hmm. I think we have the potential to, and if we play up to it, then we should. So that'd be nice.
Definitely the same thing Courtney said. Also getting a lot better on my offense.
Okay.
Raising that.
And winning region. And then after you win regions, then you play in that district game. If you win the district game, that's when you go to nationals.
Right.
First few years that Mac had a softball program, you guys were getting to that district championship. You'd won a couple of them, made 2 national appearances. So how great of a feeling is that, and how badly do you want to get back to that, Coach?
Well, it's probably the first year was a really good feeling. The next year, it was more of a feeling of relief. I mean, we were so good that year, and it's just like, if we don't win this thing, this is going to be the biggest disappointment I think I've ever been involved with.
Wow.
And I was probably more nervous having the best team that we'd had to that point than I've ever been in my life. And I mean, we ended up going through and winning each game in regional by 8-run rule. So, we came through, but it was just like, that was more a feeling of relief than saying, hey, yay, we won again. Yeah.
Didn't want to be that team that kind of had that letdown.
Michigan State.
Very good reference, yeah. Middle Tennessee, man. I almost went to school there. 2009, 2011, those are the two national tournament appearances. But where does this team, where you stand right now at this point in the season, kind of rank among some of the other teams that you've coached throughout your time at Mineral Area College?
I'd say it's probably probably the third behind those two teams.
Really? Okay.
They, the 2010 team was pretty good. So, you know, it would be right in there. I mean, we ran through it, and, you know, it's our hitting and defense has been pretty good. And it's just a couple years there, our pitching was not quite what it needed to be. And, you know, when you're giving up 7-8 runs a game, you're not going to score 7-8 runs against good pitching. So, you know, there have been some of those games this year that we went and played Lindenwood Belleville's JV. We score 8 runs in 2 games, and we win one and lose one. You know, so it's – I think the pitching is one of those things where it is probably the biggest difference. And if – I say if Aubriana Jones comes around like we think she will, then this team will be – getting a lot closer to those others.
Coach Gimmer mentioned the 2010 team. That was a team that also won the Region 16 championship. When he says you're third behind those two national tournament appearance teams, you have a chance to change all that. If you get to that national tournament, you can be the best team he's ever coached. That on your mind?
I would definitely like to be number one.
I think he would like you to be number one as well, right?
Of course. We'd definitely like to get back there because it's been – I mean, there's East Central has – probably had the best pitchers in our region the past few years. And, you know, I think we got the pitching that can compete with them this year. And I just think we have better players than they do. But, you know, you got to win when it counts. And last year, say we had 10-2 record in region and
couldn't win.
We won 1-2 in the tournament. So, you know, you got to win whenever it counts, and, you know, that's what we'll be shooting for again this year.
Give me real quick, Courtney, your favorite moment of the season so far for you individually.
The home run. Why do you have
it up to that? It was.
It was a 200-foot home run.
And who was that against?
ECC.
ECC?
Yes, okay. The other day. That was a nice win. We definitely needed it, so...
Yeah.
That would have been probably one of the most, just because that game was so important.
That's what I would go with.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think probably the same game. We had some pretty good double plays during that game, and when I hit that home run, that was definitely a good feeling.
You guys both homered in the same game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And last thing for you is, do you want to play after Mineral Area College? And... if you know where yet, you can tell me that, but if not, that's okay.
I went to with Shayla and Alex and Coach today to in Mallory to visit Hairstow.
Okay.
So it's an option. Not really sure yet.
Okay. But you'd like to if the chance comes?
Yes.
Okay. And what are you studying, Courtney?
Education.
Education. Okay. And Morgan, do you want to play elsewhere, and what are you studying?
I would like to play afterwards, but I just don't know with all the plans that I have for career-wise if it'll work out.
Okay.
I'm wanting to study biology and do, like, virology and immunology and work in a lab for basically the rest of my life.
Sounds like it can pay a lot of money, though.
Yeah, I hope so. Better.
Ladies, thanks for coming out. and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
And we have more softball players set to join us next, but we say thank you to Courtney Ralston and Morgan Reynolds on the Mineral Area College softball team, both sophomore infielders. Let's take another break. We have more Cardinal conversation from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre coming up on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot.
Sports is brought to you by McCain's Towing and Auto Body, serving Jefferson and St. Genevieve counties and Interstate 55 in southeast Missouri. Check out McCainstowing.com.
McCain's Towing and Auto Body.
Hi, I'm stuck on the side of the road and my car is making noise, but it won't go anywhere.
Need a tow?
I don't know. Can you just come get me?
Well, of course. At McCain's, we're experts in towing, heavy-duty towing, heavy cargo service, roadside assistance, auto repair, collision repair, and private property towing.
So are you on your way?
Just hang tight, ma'am. We'll be there shortly. When you need a tow, you know where to go. McCain's Towing and Auto Body in Herculaneum or their new addition, I-55 Auto Center, just across from the Mix Dump in Peavely.
Hi there. Welcome to Toyota. We've got amazing deals on a bunch of awesome vehicles during our One for Everyone sales event.
One for Everyone?
That's right.
Good thing I brought everyone.
Really?
Yep. Kamiko's my BFF. Darren's her boyfriend. Jillian's my sister. She's dating Liam, who used to date Teresa, but they're still friends. Strange, huh?
Well, Kamiko and Darren could get 0% APR financing. Killer lease deals for Jillian and Liam. Tons of inventory for his friend, Teresa.
Wow. Impressive.
Thanks.
Right now, during Toyota's One for Everyone sales event, take advantage of the newly lowered lease price of $189 a month on a 2016 RAV4 LE. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buy at Toyota.com for more details. Toyota. Let's go places.
Security deposit waived. $350 disposition fee to a lease and lease on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Available to buyers of the approved Tier 1 Plus and Tier 1 credit only. Offers may vary by region. Down payment may be required. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 4/4/16.
Hi, this is St. Louis Cardinal Matt Carpenter. For the best deal that any Redbird fan would love, don't think twice. Think Twin City. Twin City Toyota. I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Thanks for tuning in to another Cardinal Conversation from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot. We're talking to the Mineral Area College softball team tonight. Coach Dave Gimmer is still with us, and we also welcome a few of his outfielders. And, Coach, I'll let you introduce your outfield here to us real quick.
Taylor Nenninger, a transfer from Three Rivers. We got Courtney Zweifel, center fielder from Union, and Michaela Martin, left fielder from Sullivan.
Okay, looks like they're all sophomores.
Yes.
And it was Taylor who came from Three Rivers?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome to the good side. It's good to have you. Have you enjoyed your time at Mineral Area so far? How have you enjoyed your time here so far?
Oh, I like it. I enjoy meeting new people. So we have a big team this year, and it was just fun to meet everybody in different scenery and stuff, environment.
Have you had a good season so far?
Yeah. Could be better. Could be worse. I mean, I feel like we've done pretty well.
Okay. Let's go to Michaela now, sophomore from Sullivan. Michaela, it's your second year at Mineral Area?
Yes,
okay. And how's year two compared to year number one?
It's not too much different, really. It's fun being a sophomore, being able to take that leadership position. So we're having a good time.
And then Courtney Zweifel, also in her second season at Mineral Area College. She's a sophomore out of Union High School. Same question to you. Compare your first year to your second year.
Like Michaela said, it's really kind of the same. Nothing's changed other than being that seniority that the freshmen kind of look up to, and we have to show them really what to do. That's about it.
Are you more confident, though, when you step on the field in your second season?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Coach, tell me about these three a little bit.
Well, three pretty good outfielders.
Is it your starting outfield, or are they in a platoon situation?
We pretty much have four that play quite a bit. Okay. So, but yeah, these three have been playing quite a bit for us. Fairly good defensively. We can go back to the same old offensive thing, that more consistent, you know. And Courtney's had a very first at-bat of the year, got hit with a pitch on her wrist, and so she struggled a little bit trying to get back, but she started hitting the ball a little bit better. But, you know, again, it's that consistency at the plate. If we get that, we're going to be pretty good.
Looks like Michaela has, like, the third best batting average on the team right now at .364, eight walks, eight RBIs, and three doubles. How do you feel about your offense right now? Is it where you want it to be, or are you still trying to kick it up a notch?
Yeah, I'm still trying to improve it, but it's slowly getting better. A lot of improvement from last year, so I'll take it.
Courtney, your numbers right now at 242, your batting average, and looks like three RBIs, so it looks like you're trying to kick it up a notch as well?
Yes, definitely. It's not where I want it to be, but I'm working.
And it's gone up 60, 70 points here past week, so.
So it's coming along?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Taylor is hitting 326, so you've done a good job so far. What do you think needs to improve in your game right now?
Definitely offense, a little bit of defense. I mean, you can get better every day, so it's just a matter of how far till you reach to what you want. So that's basically where I'm going.
Where do you guys hit in the lineup? And we'll start with you, Taylor.
8, 9.
Okay, bottom of the order. Courtney?
I'm usually leadoff.
Okay.
Anywhere from two-hitter to six, just depends.
And you said outfield defense right now. You're pretty happy with what they have brought to the table.
Yeah. They've, I don't know, Michaela's gotten, she's made two or three diving catches, I think, this year. She's, I mean, she was decent last year, but I think she's gotten a lot better this year. Courtney was very good last year and, you know, still the same. And I think Taylor has improved our defense in right field over last year's players. So, you know, it's pretty good defensively out there.
Michaela, give me your best performance in a game so far this season.
Defensively or offensively?
Either way, just maybe a favorite memory from the season.
Defensively would probably have to be my diving catch at John A. Logan. It was pretty awesome.
Tell me about the play. You know, how was it?
It was kind of a line drive to left field, more along the foul line, and it was one of those where I just kind of jumped midair and hit pretty hard, but I caught it, so it was awesome.
You hit the ground pretty hard?
Yeah.
Is there a better feeling when you're playing the outfield when you make a diving catch?
No, there's nothing compared to it, honestly.
Did you have an offensive moment that you wanted to share too?
Probably the other day when we were at, Lindenwood Belleville. I hit pretty well, so it's pretty awesome.
Okay, and then the same question to Courtney. Give me your favorite performance of the season so far individually.
I have to say, when we went to Kansas City to play Maplewoods, one of their batters hit a gapper between me and Taylor in the outfield, and I ran to the fence, and I came up, shot to second, and got her out within seconds. And that was probably the best moment of my season this year.
That's awesome. And then the same question for you, Taylor. Tell us about your favorite performance.
It was probably at the beginning of the year, like one of my first tournaments. It was just a sliding catch. And I haven't really had too many to dive for yet, but I'm waiting to see.
How about offensively? Any big hits?
Offensively, at prime, again, like at the beginning of the year, like being getting in the season, spring season, I was on, and then, yeah.
I think you've thrown some people out the plate, haven't you?
Yeah, you've quite thrown out quite a few.
How does that feel when you have that outfield assist and you gun somebody down the plate?
It's actually very surprising because I surprise myself by seeing, like, where the ball, because I honestly never know where it's going. making those plays is really exciting.
Turn it loose and cross your fingers, huh? Coach, I always like the outfield assist because a lot of factors have to go into that. You know, you got to make a good throw, and somebody's got to make the good catch and then get the tag on as well. And then if you have to field it on a short hop and then get the tag, it makes it even that much more difficult. So when you can execute that, I'm always pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, it's and there aren't many. I mean, the slow girls don't run, and the fast girls are usually there. So, you know, you don't have a whole lot of opportunities to make those plays. So it's nice when they do happen.
Which outfield positions do you guys play most of the time?
I usually play left.
Michaela, left.
Center
for Courtney,
right,
and right for Taylor. Okay, anything else? Well, I guess I should ask you girls this as well. Do you plan on moving on from Mineral Area and continuing softball?
I do not. I am planning on either attending UMSL in their nursing program or Barnes Jewish their nursing program.
That was Michaela. How about you, Courtney?
I hope to go play somewhere else, but if not, I plan to get into a physical therapy program somewhere and get my bachelor's in exercise science.
Same question to you, Taylor.
I'm also planning on the nursing program, so I'm going to focus on that after.
Okay. Well, good luck the rest of the season. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
No problem. This is the Cardinal Conversation. We have a few more softball players to get to, so we'll take another quick break, and they will join us next from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre, Kicking Country, J98 The Boot.
From routine cleanings to complete smile makeovers, at Farmington Dental Care, we're committed to serving your dental needs. Hello, I'm Dr. James Shaner, owner of Farmington Dental Care. We provide first-class care in a friendly, relaxing environment and offer a wide range of general, cosmetic, restorative, and comfort dentistry, including clear braces and crowns made in one appointment. Our office is located right behind Burger King on West Pine Street in Farmington. To make an appointment, call 573-218-0383. Or visit www.farmingtondentalcare.com.
Having high cholesterol, heart disease, or even high blood pressure doesn't mean you can't live an active, healthy life. You just have to take control of your condition.
Classes are now available across the state to help you learn how to eat better, increase your endurance, and improve your mobility.
The classes are simple, fun, and designed to help you live happier and spend less time in the doctor's office.
To find a local class, visit moarthritis.org and click on the southeast area of the map.
Sign up today and take your first steps to better health.
Total satisfaction, that's the goal of the staff at Grand Rental in Farmington. From backhoes, compressors, excavators, and generators to saws, sanders, skid loaders, and nailers, they have just what you're looking for. And ask about their new insulation vacuum, perfect for water damage insulation. Grand Rental can even deliver your rental equipment with a quick phone call to 573-756-1630. That's 756-1630. Stop by Grand Rental today on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington or log on to GrandRentalFarmington.com for a complete rental list and prices.
We have about two segments left of the Cardinal Conversation tonight on Kicking Country J98 The Boot. Special thanks to Brendan Hubbard at Hubs Pub and Grill and Bonterre for sponsoring the show once again and hosting the show once again. Still time to come on out and join us. It is supper time. Dave Gimmer back with us. Introduce us to our next group of Mineral Area College softball players, Coach.
We got Caitlin Bratcher. She's played third base. Emily Davis is an outfielder, and Megan Reinhardt, a catcher.
Okay, and I believe this is a group of backups you have with us right now, substitutes. So let's start with Caitlin Bratcher, sophomore out of Poplar Bluff High School. Caitlin, you're Caitlin.
Yes.
Tell me about your time at Mineral Area so far and how you've enjoyed it. Or haven't, but hopefully you have.
I've enjoyed just meeting new people, and the coaches are pretty awesome, too. I don't know. It's just kind of like I made a family here at MAC, and it's been pretty good.
Is it your second year at MAC?
Yes.
Okay, and we got you from Poplar Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't go to Three Rivers. You went to the good school.
yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. but, you know, was Three Rivers an option for you, and why did you kind of choose to come up to Mineral Area?
I guess I could have gone to TRC, but the coaching staff here at MAC was a lot better than at TRC, so I decided to come here.
Okay, good to hear that. Emily Davis. Catcher? Backup catcher, I'm guessing? Oh, you're Emily Davis. Okay, my bad. So, you're Emily?
It might have catcher. It might have catcher on your roster.
Oh, okay,
she's been,
I see.
She's been
okay.
Moved to outfielder now.
I got you. And you went to Zalma High School, correct?
Yes.
Have you enjoyed your time at Mineral Area College?
I've really enjoyed it because I've got to be a part of an actual big group of girls, and I come from a small town, and we always had like 8 or 9 players on the team.
Wow.
It wasn't always a really big team, and it was just, I've learned a lot as a player.
Have you ever caught in your life?
Oh, yeah. I've been catching since I was 14.
Okay.
I caught last year.
I got you. So when you went to outfield, was it a position change, or were you comfortable there as well?
It was a position change. I hadn't played outfield since I was about 10, but I really like it in the outfield now. I really love being an outfielder.
How has she done with that change?
Well, it's been a little struggle. I mean, but she's, you know, we figure that the two catchers that we have were a little bit better, and for her to get a chance to play, we needed to move her. And so, I mean, she had a pretty good game over at John A. Logan for us. And, you know, it's still getting comfortable in the outfield.
Let's go to Caitlin Bratcher, or actually Megan Reinhardt. We haven't talked to Megan yet. It says you're a catcher, but I should make sure, I guess.
Yes.
You're a catcher.
Yes.
And you're a sophomore out of Wardell, Missouri, from North Pemiscot High School.
Yes.
You're number 2 at MAC?
Number 1. Yeah.
So you transferred?
I went to Missouri State last year.
Okay. So how's MAC treating you so far?
It's been fun. I've definitely had a lot of fun. It's been quite a change from Missouri State, but I really like it.
I bet so. I bet it is quite a change. when you look at substitutes, how do you kind of manage getting them into the game, and how often do they get into the game to give your starters a break?
Boy, that changes every game. You know, we've talked all night about consistency at the plate, and you know, if people aren't consistent, I'm two at bats and you don't produce much, I'm going to the bench. And you know, they've come in tough situations, and you know, they do well sometimes, and they don't do well sometimes. I mean, other people get two at bats or three at bats, and they get to come in and get one, and so it's a little more difficult than what people think.
How tough is that, Caitlin? You have to be ready just about any given moment to enter the game. How tough is that?
It's pretty hard. I mean, you just got to go out there and do the best you can. I mean, it's pretty tough.
At the same time, Emily, is it pretty cool to know that any moment can be your moment to get into the game? You're not going to waste away on the bench?
Yeah, it's pretty cool knowing that I can come in and do the job. If he thinks I can do the job, that I can come in and I can do it. Yeah.
Let's go to Megan. What are you most trying to improve in your game right now?
Mostly hitting. I guess since last year I took a year off, I haven't really gotten back into the groove of things just quite yet, but I'm working on it.
Coach, tell me what you like best about each of the three.
Well, what?
Asking Coach Gimmer to compliment his players is getting tough here.
You know, I'm sure that they all came with expectations to play a lot. And, you know, when you get a group of girls that some tough decisions have to be made on who gets a little more playing time or a lot more playing time. And, you know, I haven't heard a complaint from any of these three about playing time. And, you know, I know they all want to be out there as much as possible. And, you know, when you get people to come off the bench and not let me know that they want to complain, but when they don't get off the bench, then, you know, that's important.
We have one more group of players to get to, so last question for you girls. What does the future hold for you? And we'll start with Caitlin.
I'm going to Missouri State just to go to school and be a PTA.
Okay. And Emily?
I'm going to go to SEMO, and I'm a music major, so I'm going to be a music education teacher.
That's awesome. And then Megan, what are you?
I'm not real sure. I haven't decided yet, but I've been thinking about going back to Missouri State.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Good luck the rest of the way, okay?
Thank you.
We have one more segment coming up with two more Mineral Area College softball players, plus their head coach. Dave Gimmer will stay with us from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. It's the Cardinal Conversation on J98.
I try to keep my kids as safe as possible, from car seats to common flu shots. But I didn't consider the safety of our home's drinking water. So I had the local Culligan man test our water for arsenic, lead, nitrates, and bacteria. He installed a Culligan drinking water system with reverse osmosis filtration, which removes up to 99% of harmful contaminants. Now I have peace of mind for pennies a day.
Call Culligan Water today, 431-3016.
Contaminants may not be in your water.
Are you building a new house, relocating to the area, or need a new car? Unico Bank can help. Unico Bank prides themselves on helping their customers get the best rates possible, as well as a quick turnaround time on your loan, so you don't have to wait. If you need a loan, stop by Unico Bank in Deloge, Potosi, and Irondale. They open at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday for your convenience. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot. It's the Cardinal Conversation tonight. We're just about to wrap it up, but before we do, two more softball players to talk to. Aubriana Jones, pitcher out of Scott City, Missouri, but you went to Oran High School, is that right? Okay. And then Samantha Ratledge, infielder, freshman, also out of Scott City, but you went to Kelly High School.
Yes.
Okay, so Coach Gimmer, tell me a little bit about Samantha and about Aubriana, who I believe is your number two pitcher.
Yep, Samantha, just an all-around athlete. You know, we play her in a bunch of different positions, put her in a bunch of different spots in the lineup. Aubriana is a pitcher that probably pitched the most important game for us yesterday in beating East Central after we just laid an egg in the first.
How did that feel, Aubriana, to get that one done?
It was a good win.
How did you feel like you pitched? Was that your best game of the year?
Yeah, it was probably one of the best games that I've pitched all year so far.
Tell me about your strengths as a pitcher. What do you kind of rely on?
Well, the catcher makes a lot of a difference, and it's nice having a catcher back there that's you can be confident in the catcher just as much as you can yourself. And also the pitch call, and the coaches call our pitches, and it helps a lot.
It's your freshman season at Mac. You're 25 games into it right now. Have you enjoyed it so far?
Yeah.
Same question to Samantha Ratledge. First year at Mac, how have you liked it so far?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Looking forward to another year, for sure.
Is she a starting infielder for you? Or?
Probably two-thirds of the games out of 25. She's probably started 16, 17, 18, somewhere in there.
Okay. Tell me about the strengths of your game.
As long as I have confidence, I guess my strength is probably my speed.
Is confidence an issue at all, or has that come along?
I have a lot of coaches who put a lot of confidence in me, so okay. It's there quite often.
With your speed, do you hit at the top of the order and try to get on base, or where do you kind of?
I'm usually in the two-hole.
Two-hole, okay, exactly. Is that her job, to get on base at the two-spot?
And
use
move runners. Move a leadoff runner, and she's had a couple of bunt singles that, you know, sacrifice situation that she ends up beating it out, and she tends to keep my hair gray and whatnot when she's on the bases. So,
well, we already know what Aubrianna's favorite moment of the season was. I'm sure it was the East Central game that you pitched. Let's ask Sam the same question. What was your best performance of the year so far?
I don't know. I don't know if it's specifically a game, but I really like those last second diving catches. Great at bats, like especially when we need it.
Can you think of one specific diving catch you might have made?
No.
Or have you had so many that it's hard to think of?
So many. No, I dive a lot, but the catch doesn't always come with it.
Okay. And as we're running out of time on the show tonight, just give me what you're looking forward to this season.
I'm looking to come out on top.
Yeah, definitely.
Region champs, that's
yep.
The goal?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Any final thoughts on these two girls or your softball program coach before we let you guys go tonight?
Well, I think they hit on the confidence factor. Yeah. I think Aubrianna needs to have that confidence that she took to the mound yesterday in every game. We've played a pretty good schedule with a lot of D1 JUCOs, and I think she's found out that the opponent is a lot different than what she faced at Oran. And, you know, I think now that we've gotten into our local schools a little more, that I think she'll do real well. And I think Samantha, same way, that just that confidence going to the plate, going, I don't think she lacks any confidence on the bases, of course. And, you know, I think the dive and catch she might be talking, was that against Linwood Belleville, JV?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a back-and-forth game, and that play was helped keep us in the lead. So, no, we're just looking for these two to come around and continue to produce for us.
You talk about the different levels of JUCO, and for those who don't really know that much about how that's broken up, JUCO Athletics has Division I, II, and III. You play at the Division II level, but you play a lot of Division I JUCOs, your Three Rivers, your JEFCOs, teams like that. So when you say you're playing Division I JUCOs, that's really beefing up your schedule at the beginning to, you know, obviously get ready for the end of it.
Well, it's beefing up your schedule, but pretty much it's
conference play as well, right?
Any junior college that's close, we're going to play. I mean, it's if you just limit it to D2s, we'd have long, long bus trips. So it's, yeah, if you're going to St. Charles, Jefferson College, and Three Rivers, you go across the river into Illinois and play John A. Logan and some of those schools. And, you know, they get everything paid for. So, you know, a lot of girls said they'd come to Mineral Area that go to Jefferson College and Three Rivers because they get everything paid for. And so it's a little bit of a handicap, but you know what? I think we get pretty good players, pretty good athletes, and hopefully coach them up a little bit better than the other schools. So.
Cardinal Conversations just about to come to an end on KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, Park Hills. But before we do come to a close, Coach, a team that I do not know much about is on your schedule for this coming Friday at home. I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. Is it Wabonzi?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about him. All I know is he said they're on spring break. They're coming in to play St. Louis, Jefferson College, and and just looking for other teams around here to play. So
I won't ask you to scout them, but what do you want to see out of your team for that game at home?
Well, you know, just a little better plate appearances, a little bit better pitches. It seems like we have a tendency to get ahead in the count, and then we just, for some reason, can't get batters out. And we can get ahead in the count, but then when it comes to somehow getting the out, it's so that's what I like to see, is a little bit better pitches later in the count and just a little better at-bats from some people that would be nice, to the consistency at the plate.
McElhinney Cardinals are 13-12 on the season so far, 3-1 in the region, 3-5 in the MCCAC Conference. Next in action on Friday at noon at home against Waubonsie. Anything else, Coach, you want to add before we sign off?
I think that's all.
Thanks so much for your time. Girls, good luck the rest of the season, okay?
Thank you.
That's Mineral Area College softball coach Dave Gimmer joining us tonight for the Cardinal Conversation. He was with us for the entire show, and then joining us on that segment were his pitcher, Aubriana Jones, and Samantha Ratledge, infielder, both from Scott City, but they went to different high schools, Samantha going to Kelly and Aubriana going to Oran. That's going to do it for the month of March and the Cardinal Conversation. We'll be back in the month of April, and joining us next month will be the Mineral Area College golf team. Special thanks to Chad Mills, MAC Athletic Director, and huge thanks going out to Brandon Hubbard with Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre for allowing us to do the show here each and every month. Thank you, Evan Thurman, back at the studio, engineering and operating. Until next time, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Enjoy your night. They're going to hold for the final shot of the half. We're down to 5 seconds to play. Inside out they go. Casey for three. You know it. Lady Rebels stretch it out right before the break. Buzzer sounds. Centro with a 14-point lead at 29-15. 3-2-1. The Central Lady Rebels have done it. They've won their first ever state championship game, and they do it in dominating fashion over Cardinal Ritter, 55-19.
Clark, who's been on fire, the three, bang! And Missouri extends it on the West Clark three.
Just in front of the 10-foot line, Jackie Versman pounds it. They blocked Holthouse that time! Both of them got upstairs and sent it right back to her. 21-8.